Merlin's beard.
Welcome to our second episode of
This One's for the Muggles.
In this episode, we're going to be talking about underappreciated characters.
This is the list and the reasons.
Cedric Diggory was a very brave soul from Hufflepuff, and Cedric saved Harry Potter, brave because of his loyalty,
yes,
and told everyone not to wear the pin.
The pin.
That just was like, Harry Potter sucks, or something. Because he put his name in the Goblet of Fire. Well, he didn't. I did, but still.
Anyways, so, I like Cedric, and you have an obsession. Do you want to say something?
Yes, because he's my husband. He's mine.
Yeah,
you have Newt, and I have Cedric. Who do you have?
No
like
one.
Like, Harry?
No.
Is he alone?
Don't you got, like, some random character for some random book?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so
did you say that once?
Yeah!
Edward from Twilight series.
Ew! Okay, anyways, now we're going to be talking about Snape.
I like Snape.
He died very sadly, to be honest.
Yeah, and over the series, you had, like, a love-hate relationship with Snape, so it was like, he was good, well, like, and then he was bad again, but, like, in the end, he was good.
He was good, but, like,
but, like he had a
always.
Bad past.
He's always
yeah,
good.
It's
always.
Like,
always. Oh,
always.
That was good.
Ha ha, so funny!
So okay. funny.
And yeah.
He also has one of the most quoted lines.
Yeah.
Even by
after
Muggles.
All this time, always.
Even well, by Muggles. Muggles always quote him, and
yeah,
then
like,
the
Potter
just burst out laughing. It's great.
Yeah. And we kind of had a flashback in the movies where he was picked on in his younger years.
I don't like James.
James
I don't
and
like James either.
James
everyone, basically. But
character.
Then I think that's how he fell in love with Lily, by realizing that
she stood up for him, and it was great.
Yeah.
Next, we're going to be talking about Neville. So
oh,
he
like
killed
Neville.
Nagini.
And, like, he only gets, like, 5 points for,
he
like,
got five
everything.
5 points for standing up.
And
it was, like, Harry got, like, a million gajillion points,
but
he got five in the whole series.
But, like, I don't know. I think he should have got at least, like, 10, 20 points. Actually, on that point, I think Ron and Hermione should have got more points for their house, too. But, like,
I don't like Gryffindor.
I don't like Gryffindor.
We're going to do a whole podcast about that.
Yeah, we're going to do a whole podcast about that.
So, Draco Malfoy was an innocent soul.
And his father sucks.
Well,
that was a bold comment,
yeah.
I hate him.
Well, yeah, he was innocent because really the only reason why he was like that was because
his father reflected on his actions.
Yeah.
How long has it been?
2 minutes and 36 seconds.
But,
okay.
Oh, can we skip to this?
No, you can talk to her after. Okay,
we'll talk about her later.
Now we're on to Crookshanks. And just so everyone knows, he's the best cat in the whole Harry Potter universe.
We love him.
He's a cat.
Even though I'm not much of a cat person, I actually, like, really, really love him.
He was just the best.
And, you know, like, he was the one that...
And
the chamber... No, it was Prisoner of Azkaban. Because...
He noticed. And nobody else did.
Well, if mine never got Crookshanks, they probably never found out that Peter Pettigrew was actually Ron's rat.
So then it would have gone longer, and then it would have been back, because they all would have died.
Yeah, so Crookshanks saved us all. Yay!
Again. Trevor.
Trevor's just great.
Trevor's just the best toad ever.
The only reason he's on this list is because he's amazing.
We just love Trevor.
He didn't do anything to the story, but
we love Neville, so we love Trevor.
Yeah, we love Neville, so we love Trevor.
Okay.
Oh, Narcissa. I can never pronounce her name, but she is the best. The only reason she was still with Lucius was to take Lucius Malfoy. That's his name. One, because she was forced to, and to take care of Draco.
Because it would be bad if Draco did, like, she just wanted Draco to have two parents.
Yeah. She did it for Draco and because she loved him.
Yeah.
And not because she loved Lucius.
Yeah, because he sucked! Okay, anyways. Now we're going to be talking about Umbridge, and we all know if you're actually listening to this, you're probably either going, oh God, or, oh yay! But anyway,
I hate her as a person, but she's a really, really good character.
She's a good thought of character.
Like,
J.K. Rowling,
like,
she,
that
like,
in there was a good idea.
Well, it
but
obviously
I hate her so much.
Took a lot of effort to think of
yeah,
to like find a girl that you would hate so much but also
so much.
Like,
but,
like have
a
like a love-hate relationship sort of thing.
Yeah, like,
but, like not
I love
like
her
Snape
as
thing,
a character.
But like
yeah.
her character,
like,
she's a great
like,
character.
Like Snape, I love and hate him as a person, but like Umbridge I hate as a person, but is a great character.
Yeah, she's a great idea of character.
Like JK,
you're amazing. Thank you. Anyways, so next is Apple. So you're probably wondering, Apple is the half of the ship of Drapple, which is Draco and Apple. So in the Prison of Azkaban, when Hagrid was teaching the care for magical creatures, they were, you know, with Buckbeak, and Draco had an apple, and people kept screenshotting that scene, and then they shipped him and the apple, and we love Apple, he's bae.
And, like, he did so much for the series. Like,
he did, they got so much money off him. And he was just a great addition, I think we can all agree.
Yeah, like, and I doubt Draco would have made it so far without his romantic relationship.
I can't with not Apple. Laugh.
So hard to make that serious.
Okay. Buckbeak.
Okay. I really love Buckbeak.
Buckbeak is so cute.
It's just, we just all talk about everybody, dude.
Okay.
Dude. Okay. Anyway, so Buckbeak's great. And he helped Sirius escape.
And he helped Harry, too.
And Harry, and I don't remember what he did
for
Harry.
No, he helped Harry. Like, so Draco was like, Harry, you can get on it. But then Harry got on. And he was like, we win. Yeah,
but then Hermione and Harry basically saved Buckbeak because otherwise he would have died from the executioner.
And it was really scary, that scene. Like, I didn't like it.
I thought he was going to die. I thought we were going to see him get his head chopped off.
I know.
Okay. Now we're going to be talking about Fox.
Hello.
I love Fox.
If he didn't come, then Harry would have died, like, twice.
Yeah, because he brought the hat, which only a true Gryffindor can take out, remember?
Yeah.
The sword.
I love that sword.
And then he brought the tear because Harry had, like, a big scabby mob on his arm. That's where he got the tooth, right? It was stuck in his arm.
Yeah.
And then Fox healed it. So, like, thanks, Fox. Harry would have died without you. Tonks. Anyway, so Tonks.
She's a badass.
She's really awesome. Okay, spoiler. Spoiler. If you haven't read the books yet, don't listen to this. Cover your ears. But, like, Tonks died so bravely, and her last words were, "Where's Remus?"
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, really depressing, but and, like, I can't.
Remus died, too. And then they left Teddy to grow up on his own.
Oh, that was really sad. So, Crab, I think I like him. That's what it says.
Well, I mean, I never, like, Crab and Willow was, like, a side note, you know, to Draco. Like, Draco was the man in the spotlight.
Like, you know, there's, like, mean girls. It's always, like, one girl and then the two other ones who are, like, really underappreciated, but, like, always contribute to something really important.
Yeah. Like, even though, like, almost in every scene when there's Draco, except, like, the bathroom scene, which has also been made into many memes. Anyways, that's not part of
the Drury memes. The one Drury meme with that scene. It was great.
I saw that.
I saw showed that too. It to
you. Yeah, on Instagram.
You showed to me too.
Okay, anyways. So
if Crab and Goyle weren't there, Harry wouldn't have been able to get into the Slytherin common room.
Yeah, because they never would have been able to get the Polyjuice potion.
And then, like, the whole plot of the Chamber of Secrets would have been like,
pow!
Explosion.
Now we're going to be talking about one of our favorite characters.
She is Luna Lovegood. Luna Lovegood is the best. Mm. Honestly, in the Deathly Hallows, they would not have been able to get the diadem from the Ravenclaw dormitories if she hadn't answered the riddle.
Yep.
So that's all I'm saying. She's just really funny, and she makes the best quotes, and it's really awesome.
And, like, because
the Noggles are behind this, sorry.
And because I'm a Ravenclaw, like, I kind of look up to, like, Ravenclaws.
I look up to, like, Luna. She's
she's smart, and, like, she's, like, just so cool, and, like, a cool character that, like,
Harry can really be, like. Harry would have bled to death on that train under the cloak of invisibility if it wasn't for her.
Yeah. Friggin' Draco.
Draco.
Anyways.
I love you, but seriously, dude.
Not doy.
That's not doy.
So, Remus.
Remus Lupin.
He's really awesome. People are, like, probably like, he's not underappreciated, he's greatly appreciated, but if you actually think about it, he's very underappreciated.
Yeah, like,
he was the best character.
He was never
knew it. There will be an episode about that.
The whole episode about that is going to be really long.
But anyways, like, there was a lot of talk about Lupin being, like, not very popular in, like, the group with, like, Snape, or not Snape, what am I saying? Sirius.
He was mostly an eyewitness, because it was mostly just
Snape and everyone and didn't. James. Everyone didn't then, like, really accept him for who he was because he was part werewolf.
Well, because he was a werewolf.
Yeah.
Like,
because Fenrir bit him, right? That's how he became a werewolf.
So, notice how James made Black the grandson. and not grandson, the godfather, and like Lupin just like was it?
Just like,
I guess,
hello.
I guess it might have been.
Yeah, but Lupin was almost as if he was a father figure for Harry because
he was more of a father figure to Harry than Sirius was
because Sirius was never there in the first place.
Plus, then when
and Remus came, he helped Harry with the Dementors and all that stuff.
Without before he noticed that it was. Anyways, I think Remus is the best.
Now we're going to be talking about Fleur Delacour.
Pretty great.
Fleur!
What a funny name.
I'm just saying, her ship name with Bill is Blur. It is pretty great. Blur.
We talked about that in our last game segment. Yeah, when we rated them OTP Nowhere Meh.
I forgot about that.
Anyways, she had a favor for life.
It means flower in French.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She had this like favor for life with Harry once he saved her sister from the mermaids. And she stuck by that, you know?
Yes,
and
she did.
And the reason why she's...
The term is merpeople, by the
way. Yeah, we call them mermaids because they're pretty.
But the reason why they're on this... Why she's on this list is because she is loyal because she's stuck by that. She's always been loyal to Bill.
And she's just a really nice person. Sorry, Miss Fig.
Probably don't remember her because I didn't, but I do now. But in the fifth movie...
Something like that, where
she saved Dudley and Harry from
the Dementors.
Oh, her! It's like, who's Mrs.
The old lady with the thingy,
with the cane, with the weird cane.
She's the one who breeds the half cats.
Yeah,
that's her. Anyway, she's just great. We love her.
And she saved Harry, and Leslie would have died. Oh, same with Dudley, but I don't really care about him. I never liked him.
I don't like Dudley. I don't care if he dies.
Now we're going to be talking about one of our other favorite characters.
You can get a peppermint.
Molly Weasley. So, we all know the fact that she had killed Bellatrix, even after,
I would so quote her, but, like, this is supposed to be a child-friendly podcast.
Guys, wait.
We got peppermints! Okay. Now,
I don't know how to... stole them from a French teacher.
You can't say that!
Oops.
Anyways, we're talking about Molly.
She loves us. Molly.
Yeah. I love Molly. Molly's actually...
I would quote her, but I can't.
Is that
it? Oh, yeah, okay, good.
It's a family-friendly podcast.
Okay, so anyways, Molly killed Bellatrix.
Don't stop the podcast.
Okay, Molly killed Bellatrix.
And it was the best scene ever.
And I quote her all the time. And I change sometimes my daughter
to the girl in the class.
Who's that?
That is the one centaur that had saved Harry.
Oh, yeah, he saved Harry
and killed
Umbridge, and it was really funny.
Hilarious. I just can't remember his name anymore.
Who? Ferenc.
Ferenc, that's his name. Okay, now we're going to be going on to Aberforth Dumbledore.
He is greatly underappreciated. He only came in one movie. But, and like, still. Everyone's like, Dumbledore, but which Dumbledore are you talking about? Aberforth or Albus? Or the other one?
Ooh!
The third one.
The girl, and she's dead.
Doy.
Okay.
Or the girl what?
Now we're going to be talking about Creature and Winky. Winky was not
sad
in the movies, if you've only watched the movies, because she was cut out for some odd reason, which I do not know. But anyways, everyone doesn't really like Creature in the beginning. Because they'll think,
Malfoys,
No, he's the Blacks.
He's the Blacks?
Sorry, yeah.
Okay, so let's just talk about the original house elves for a second. Dobby's was the Malfoys. Creature was the Blacks, and Winky's, we never knew that. Because...
Winky's works at Hogwarts, doesn't she?
She works at Hogwarts.
No, she works at Hogwarts.
But, like, she's always, like, a big mess, and, like, didn't she used to, like, be drunk or something like that?
She's a drunk house elf. That's, like, literally...
She's the best, though. I love her.
Now, our final, underappreciated character is Peeves!
Okay. Really great.
Now, this might be a little bit short about Peeves. But, anyways, he was one of the ghosts that no one ever really liked because he used to always prank people.
Well, he wasn't a ghost, but
He was a poltergeist. That's the type of ghost. Poltergeist.
I don't remember what the difference is, but there's a big difference.
I'm just searching it up.
Okay.
And we'll move on to the game segment. No, we're not moving on to the game segment. We're just gonna wait.
Not yet. We'll go.
Not yet.
In folklore or parapsychology, a poltergeist is a type of ghost.
Or a spirit that is responsible for physical disturbance, such as loud noises, objects being moved.
It's a ghost. It's a ghost.
Or pranking people. Now, let's get on to our game segment.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.